to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson today is on being trigger happy, because triggers can make you happy. This is a key part of the Natural Professionals Be Nice to Your Future Self principle. A trigger is simply a built-in reminder, usually left by you at some time in the past. They help you get oriented quickly so that you don't waste time figuring out what needs to be done. Some of the big trigger systems that we've been talking about and been working with in the wrap session is your to-do list. And this is why clear and unambiguous to-dos are so important. I mean, sure, what you write down is obvious to you right now, but what about next week? Your pending tracking system is also a trigger system. Your schedule is a trigger system. The ones I want to talk about today, though, are less obvious. They occur throughout your workflow. Say you've dedicated 1 hour per day to working on a really big project, like writing the copy for your website or studying for certification. You dive into the material, you really get into it, and then the timer goes off telling you that it's time to wrap up this session for the day. Right now, while you are still immersed in the project, is a great time to ask, what's the next step here? And then write it down. That's your trigger. Because when you come back to it tomorrow, after 23 hours of life happening, you don't want to waste the first 10 minutes of your hour screwing around trying to figure out where you left off. That kind of meandering puts you in a perfect position to get distracted. You want to get focused and immersed quickly, because that's when you make satisfying progress. That's when the magic happens. Where do you put your trigger? Well, it depends. It can go in your to-do item in the to-do manager if that's where you're working from. When I was working on the book, I'd write down right there in the document, because I knew that the first thing I'd do the next day would be to open up that document, scroll to the end, and there would be my note from yesterday reminding me of what I wanted to get started with writing today. When I'm blogging a lot, I forget what posts I'm working on. I put a link in the file, so I actually put a note in my to-do manager to work on a certain blog post, and so I find it in my to-do manager, and so not only does that remind me of what posts need to be finished up, I also put the link to the file in the notes section. That's why I love things for my to-do manager. I don't have to type it in. I have an autofill shortcut to put that link in the to-do item. I mean, to me, that is just one of the most brilliant things ever. Client notes. Say you're in a client meeting, you're going to have different things that pop up that you want to follow up on. And this might be stuff that you record in your post-meeting download time. When you're reflecting on your conversation with that person, what do you want to trigger yourself to remember to ask them or to tell them or to work with them on in the next meeting? That would probably go in the client's file. So it's not necessarily one place that it goes. Summing it up, take advantage of your immersion in a subject to identify the next step and leave that reminder, that trigger, in a place that you'll automatically see the next time you get to that subject. And make the trigger clear and unambiguous. Then give yourself a big old hug for making life easier for your future self. Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Sean Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.